Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. So sign up today and receive up to a $500 risk-free sports bet. So download WynnBET app now and visit WynnBET.com today and start winning. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. And Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in a Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And, of course, don't forget to go download our app, the SGPN app, at the App Store or the Google Play Store today. All right, D-Gens, welcome back. We got the Olympic show, DFS and betting show. That's pretty much all there is to say. USA needs to step it up, so hopefully the golfers can bring home some hardware for us. It's your boy, Boston Capper, with the God of Golf himself, Steve Shermer. Steve, you ready?
I am. I've been getting in the Olympic spirit all week. I've been watching all the multitude of sports in the Olympics, like competitive badminton, and I got some rowing on right now. And we're going to award a gold medal to golf at the Olympics. Like we need that. But you know what? It's something to gamble on. Right. So why don't we get right to it?
Let's get after it. All right. Where do you want to start?
Why don't we start with, because I did a lot of talking last night, and usually when we get in the picks show, you have digested all my ramblings and rantings for 24 hours. You probably consumed a couple of our podcasts and articles. So where's your head at as far as what – is there like a general theme you're going with? Are you going with mostly, you know, Team USA so you can root for the laundry, or do you not care as much about that as you would for like the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I care less about this than I do for the laundry for the Ryder Cup. I'm doing the same thing I did last week. I haven't digested anything other than that stupid Olympic thing I told you I went and listened to today to try to find out who was Anderkirst. But other than that, that was it. So I'm just going to stick to it, man. Try not to listen to too much, try not to digest too much. I mean, can't avoid everything being on Twitter, but just trying not to get the stuff in there. I'm just trying not to get cute, man. No reason to get cute. Like we said, I don't think any of these long shot guys are going to go. So I'm just going to stick to my guys and, throw down some metal props, top fives, top tens. I really feel like I want to hit the matchups pretty hard this weekend, especially since I know I'm going to be up and I'm assuming the coverage is going to be fucking good. It's not CBS, so hopefully it's going to be decent. So that's where
I don't know. I got a feeling because it's going to be on at like midnight. It's going to be Commercial City all the time. Yeah. That's what usually happens on Golf Channel when it's like really early morning coverage. Like you get like seven shots.
I know, but at least they do the playing through.
And we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. But I mean, I think I agree with you. I would not get too cute with this thing. I know that's only 60 guys. I know there's the narrative of, oh, well, how much do you guys really care about this thing? Well, here's the flip side of that coin. They don't have to be over there if they don't want to. There's no prize money. There is prize money, I think, for the USA guys. They get like $30,000 if they get a medal or something. Ooh. It's nothing. It's peanuts.
It's nothing.
Yeah. I think you get more for finishing last at the WGC Swamp Ass next week than if you do with this thing. So clearly these guys are motivated. They want to actually go and get a gold medal. Regardless of what you guys think, it's important to them. And I think that at a golf course that seems kind of demanding, tee to green, it's going to be long. Like, there's going to be a lot of long approach shots. You know, driving is going to be important. The cream, and in a no-cut event, like, this is basically a WGC, the cream rises to the tops. Don't get cute with this thing. I mean, don't go out and be betting like Matthias Schwab 140-1 or something. He ain't winning. So if you like all those long shots, kind of like we talked about, you know, the top 20 price market is not that great. Maybe you can find a, you know, a matchup with him. Maybe you can do long shot top 10. I don't know. That's probably the better route to go with that. But I want to get something off my chest.
What you got?
So we are constantly obsessed with finding golf course comps, especially when we come to a new place.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been seeing, because I listen, I do my own analysis, and I just like seeing what everybody else is saying. Like, it doesn't sway my opinion one way or the other. My bets are already down. I just like kind of generally see like what people are going after as far as like their leans. And I don't know where people got the idea, because it's the Tom Fazio, and people were looking for like Tom Fazio golf course. I'm not sure where people got the idea that Firestone is a Fazio. It isn't. I mean, you can go to his Wikipedia page, and sure, it says Firestone Country Club, but it's the West Course. And the WGC Bridgestone was on the South Course. And the South Course was done by Robert Trent Jones in 1959. Now, it's done some tinkering over the years. Jack Nicklaus actually rebuilt the greens. You guys don't really talk about that either. All you see about is Fazio Firestone, and you just assume that the Bridgestone is just a Fazio golf course. It is not. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with, like, PJ National when they do the Honda Classic. Like, yes, the Fazios were involved at the beginning, but when Jack Nicklaus ripped up the place and redesigned it, guess what? It's not a Fazio anymore. Like, sure, like, maybe Fazio did a couple bunkers at Bridgestone, but that's like saying because Tom Fazio made a mess of hole number 7 at Augusta National, oh, that's Augusta National's designed by Tom Fazio. So it bothers me a lot of the times when something as simple as just doing a Google search for golf course architects just gets horribly mangled, and then everybody just starts using the same thing. So I'm not saying don't use Firestone. There's actually a couple things about that golf course that might make sense for this place. But if you're just using it because, oh, well, Hideki Matsuyama won at Bridge at the Firestone, he's got to do great here because it's a Tom Fazio. No, that's stupid. And you should just, you know,
was that computer. Was that all over the place?
Yes, it is. I saw 5 articles referencing Firestone as a Fazio.
That's awesome. That's good, though, man. That gives us a good edge.
Well, I mean, listen, that's a tournament that's been played for like 4 years. So. That's a separate conversation. I think there's a little bit. I think we overrate sometimes pairing the architect to different types of golf courses.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think Pete Dye has like a special signature. You know, maybe Jack, because he likes to play a lot of shots where it's like left to right, you know, shot shapes. But other than that, though, it's dirt. It's grass. It's, you know, greens and a tee box. They'll figure it out.
All right. Cool.
All right. Why don't we talk about the weather report?
All right. Everything I've seen over there looks like it's good weather.
I mean, good weather for you. You're from Florida. This is death weather to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, real, like, heat index 105? Oh, yeah, no thanks. Now, well, a typhoon rolled through there yesterday and dumped a bunch of rain. So this is going to be a soft golf course, and temperatures are going to be in the 90s with a heat index of 100 all 4 days. So, you know what? Anybody who wants to play this event and then play down in Memphis next week, they're going to get a special sneak preview of the weather. They're going to be fully used to the heat. So, yeah, it's going to be hot. It's going to be sticky. It's going to be muggy. They're going to get some rain, I think, a little bit on Thursday and Friday. That should keep the golf course pretty soft. Doesn't look like there's going to be any wind either. So soft golf course with no wind. We'll talk about a guy who fits that pretty perfectly. So why don't we talk about where the ownership is before we get right to the price tier? So over $10,000, the top guy is Colin Morikawa at 19% coming off the Open Championship. We're talking about this golf course as a second shot golf course. Lot of room off the tee. He's a very accurate guy. He's going to be hitting off the fairways. We talked about yesterday how guys who are hitting off Zoysia, if you're a really good iron player, it's basically like being on a tee. They're going to take advantage of that. No surprise, he's the top dog. Just behind him, Justin Thomas, who I think is actually the most popular outright this week. I have not seen much where like people are not picking him in some capacity. And I think there's a lot of narrative street to him because he actually has not been playing all that good. And the outright price is no longer that great. Like, it's like 10 to 1, 11 to 1. So he's 18%. And then you got Xander, Hideki, Rory, about, you know, mid to like low teens popularity. And then no one's buying Patrick Reed. They're all thinking, well, he's just going to fly in Wednesday. Oh, he hasn't seen the golf course. You know, there's no way he can be prepared. We'll talk about that narrative shortly. $9,000 range. Everybody's on Victor Hovland for, you know, good reason. He's a great player, probably a good match for this place. You know, we'll see. Everyone's on Paul Casey. That's another sleeper pick of, you know, who's going to win. He's 19%. Everybody else is hanging between, like, you know, mid, like, teens in the $9,000 range. $8,000 range. Most popular player is, once again, Corey Connors, coming off a good Open Championship. Great ball striker. That's all you've been hearing about for this place. Yeah. You've got to be good off the tee with your approach shots. That's Corey Connors. Cam Smith is also getting a little popularity, too. Thomas Peters, I think, is the trendiest sleeper of the week, just because the degenerate community loves Thomas Peters.
Exactly.
We love him, too. Oh, I don't know if I love him for this place, but we'll talk about him. Everybody else is kind of hanging like low teens and like high single digits. $7,000 range. Basically, the chalk is where you're familiar.
Yep.
So established guys in PGA Tours. So Siwoo Kim, 17%. Sebastian Munoz, 17%. Rosner, just because he's been playing over here, everyone remembers he beat Bryson in the match play. He's 17%. Johnny Vegas should have won last week, but did not, you know, and should have bailed out your bank account there.
That's exactly.
22%. Mito Pereira, who everyone should have on their radar now. That's now two straight top fives for him, but he's 26%. So that is kind of nuts. And then you got down the $6,000 range. You got Henrik Norlander, 23%. You got Anirban Lahiri, established PGA Tours guy, 15%. You got Sepp Straka of Corrales fame. I guess he can rip up that Tom Fazio golf course. He can rip up this place, too. He's 14%. Everybody else, like all the no-name Europeans or like the Asian tour guys, just getting ignored. So, I mean, if in order to differentiate yourself this week, I think for a DFS strategy, we were talking about this briefly before we came on the show. You got to have at least the winner. You got to have at least another guy in the podium. And that's probably going to require you taking two guys above $9,600 at least. And then you got to get lucky down below. And probably down below is where we're going to have to differentiate. So we'll try and do that for you tonight.
Yep, absolutely. And it is definitely... It sucks with a lot of these like overseas guys because there's no data on them. We don't, you know what I mean? Like some of these guys. I mean, it's
I got data.
You have data on.
I have data.
Adria Arnis.
I do actually.
Romain.
Yeah, unlike other guys, I actually know where to find European tour strokes gained.
That's fair.
So we'll talk about that. All those guys.
Dude, some of these names are fucking awesome.
You know, you should just use your gut handicapping and just pick him. Like,
that's exactly
I don't know.
Gun Sharankul.
Hmm?
Gun.
How about Hurley Long?
I like Hurley Long.
Yeah.
That's a good
actually one. Well, I can't believe we're doing the $6,000 range already. Gavin Green was supposed to be like the next big thing from Malaysia, and he never panned out. He's this big strapping Malaysian dude hitting a mile.
Yeah.
He played well in something called like I forget what it is. It's like the Ryder Cup equivalent of like Europe versus Asia. And he actually played pretty good in that.
I could get down on that.
Yeah, they know what I did. I remember. All right, we are way off track.
Okay.
I remember putting down a massive bet on Team Europe at like -400 over Asia and parlaying that with the Patriots money line to get that down to like -150 or so. Big bet on that. Team Asia, led by Gavin Green, came out storming. Tommy Fleetwood didn't know what to do. Henrik Stenson was struggling. Justin Rose looked like he was, you know, going to walk off the course. Finally, Team Europe pulled it together on late Saturday night, and the Patriots steamrolled by 3 touchdowns or cash that. So
nice. There you go.
That's your Gavin Green intel.
I like it. For the week. All right, so we know Gavin Green will be in your lineups then, just for old time's sake.
Exactly.
well, listen, before we start breaking down the tiers, listen, are you ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from the NFL, golf, you know, NHL. Listen, all the sports. College football is coming up, obviously. NFL is coming up. And there's great promos, odds, and payouts that are happening right now. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today and receive a special offer for a risk-free bet of up to $500. Download BetWin. Download WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com to start winning. Man, places with legal sports betting, I don't think there's anything that I'm more jealous of. Like, they have, like, cash outs on shit that you shouldn't have cash outs on. You get boosted odds. Meanwhile, I'm nickel and diamond with fucking offshores and locals who hang shitty outright numbers. Like, I'm super jealous, man.
Well, that's your fault for not living in New Jersey or Michigan or Tennessee or Virginia or whatever all those places with legal sports books. So you know what? That's on you. You should just pack up the family, move up to New Jersey, and start gambling legally.
There's no state income tax down here, and sports betting's coming. So we're good.
All right. Well,
I do have to live.
Hopefully when it does win back, it pays off DeSantis to come to your state.
Yeah, listen, we know he's open for bribes. No question.
There you go. All right, let's get to the pricing. I think I let off the $10,000 range of the 3M last week. Why don't you lead off this week?
Sure. All right. So we got Maury, JT, Xander, Decky, Rory, and Reed. I mean, look, in all reality, Morikawa, JT, and Xander, I mean, they're all going to be 20-plus owned. And you got Hideki and Rory just sitting sub-20. The only pivot in here is Reed coming in at, you know, anywhere between, depending on where you look, 7 to 12%. But like you said, we're going to have to get the winner and somebody who can medal out of here. Xander's the safe play, right? No cut event. Soft.
I think JT's safe. I think Morikawa is safe. I think Xander's pretty safe.
I think Xander out of all of them is the safest.
Okay.
But let's just take the. I'm going to take. Team USA has not been doing very well at the Olympics so far.
They're leading the medal count.
Yeah, but we should be crushing them. So
they're beating China by like 5 already.
We lost.
And
to Russia.
What does that have to do with this?
I don't know.
First of all, none of these golfers are hanging out with anybody in the Olympic Village. Let's walk back that take. Are you really using that narrow street because Justin Thomas isn't hanging out with the swim team or like doing, you know, maybe that stink is rubbing off on him?
Oh, maybe.
Is it only because Team USA basketball lost, the soccer team lost, the women's gymnastics team went down in flames?
Yeah, no one cares about fucking rowing, okay? Sorry. Nobody cares. Summer Olympics are the nut low compared to the Winter Olympics.
Like, this is a ridiculous take. Team USA overall is not doing it in the Olympics. So Morikawa, JT, Xander, and Patrick Reed have no chance.
Now you're putting words in my mouth. I'm just trying to differentiate up here. Like, whatever. All right, so here's what I'll do. I'll take JT, and I like Rory this week.
Okay, why do you like Rory?
Because he's playing for the right flag this time.
Oh, God. All right, so your heart's in it. Can he make a putt?
No.
Okay, so you just, all right.
But you never know, man. I mean, look, could Cam Champ make a fucking putt? No, and then all of a sudden he's fucking one putting his way to a goddamn 3M.
All right, so you like JT and Rory.
JT and Rory.
Okay. Why don't I go through these guys one by one? Okay. So Morikawa, if he's on top of his game, he's great for this place because he's a great long iron player. He hits it from the fairway a lot. You and I talked about that last night with him. Like, we actually have kind of a big sample size after a win.
Yes,
he does not do well after wins. And he, like, the reason why he won the Open Championship, he led the field in putting. Is that going to happen again? So if you want 11-2, he's got to win the gold.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little worried that maybe the putting just doesn't come this week. Yeah. So there's that. I mean, look, like I made reference to this earlier, JT in soft, you know, conditions with no wind, like that's when you play him.
Yep.
So with the popularity at 18%, even though he's a popular outright with everybody, yeah, I think that's fine. I really like Xander this week. I think Xander's of these six guys, that's my pick to win the gold this week. Mm. And Like, he's not actually getting picked by anybody this week, I think, because people are afraid of the short odds. Like, I'm talking about for outrights.
I got
he's not,
you.
He's not getting picked. Everyone's picking JT. They're picking Morikawa. They're picking, like, and they're picking a couple guys in the 9,000 outrage. But what do we know about Xander? Does really well on Bankrass surfaces. Did well at Shadow Creek. Finished second. That's a Fazio course. I see this place as really well manicured, like a Memorial and a Masters. Does really well there. You know, he's played well over in this side of the world before. Does well in shorter field, no cut events. Like, and I'm just looking at the stats here, like, awesome off the tee. Yeah. Hitting his irons, just great. Like, yeah. The only problem with his game is his scrambling, but these are big greens. It's pretty wide open. Yeah, I think he can definitely put up a low number this week and eat this place up. Mm. So I like him. You know, Hideki.
I'd be awesome. Be awesome if he won.
It would. I don't think I'm using him for DFS. I think I'd rather do something more creative with, like, props with him.
Mm-hmm.
Rory, I'm completely off. I understand no one's picking him. I don't care. When I was watching that Open, and I think I had him in a matchup against somebody.
Yeah.
I had no faith anytime he had a big putt that he would actually make it. He was missing everything.
Yeah.
And I don't have confidence with the flat stick with him that it's going to turn around and he's going to have a good finish. So I don't like him. And then Reed, like, everyone's off on Reed. I actually kind of like Reed for a couple of reasons. Number one, if people are concerned about what he's only getting there Wednesday, doesn't see the course. Well, it's a Tom Fazio. This thing isn't complicated. Everything's out in front of you. Like, he'll be fine. He'll figure it out. And even if he starts off slow, one of the things I noticed about this place is, first of all, he's really good at on Bankrass golf courses, and actually really good on soft golf courses. Like, the Masters he won was soft, and it was like squishy Bankrass. Like, he did well there. And a lot of greens here too, they're angled from like in the direction of the fairway, like from right to left. And what does Reed love to do? Hit right to left shots into greens. Like, especially because he loves to hit that draw. Sometimes it's hard for him to control the spin. If it's really soft, he can go firing at pins with his optimal shot shape. I really like him this week. And 6%.
Didn't we just talk about, did we just have this conversation less than fucking 3 weeks ago? Like,
we had the conversation about hard golf courses.
I don't think
this place is going to be very hard. I think the winning score is going to be, like, with how soft it is, 17 under, 18 under.
Did you watch any practice round stuff today? Were they out there practicing? Like, I haven't seen anything.
No, there's no media allowed on the course. Yeah, who cares?
I don't know. I was just asking.
That's not going to tell you anything.
All
right. Yeah. So I looked at just the overall, like, topography of the golf course. I think it's going to fit his eye. Maybe he gets off to a slow start, but I think he can climb his way up the leaderboard for a good finish. So,
okay.
And only 6%. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it for the 6%. Like, it's almost worth a play just because. Like, that's, you know what I mean? You get huge leverage if he actually does something.
Okay. All right. You want to move down to 9,000 hour range?
9K. What you got?
Okay. I mean, listen, I don't need to say anything more about Hovland and Casey that you haven't already heard. Hovland is awesome. I love him this week. You know, he basically fits a lot of the same things that I talked about with Xander. I don't need to go there. Paul Casey's getting a lot of outright love. I don't totally get that. I don't see Paul Casey as actually winning this thing, but he's coming in, you know, a billion strokes tee to green. He's an awesome iron player. You know, if this is going to be a second shot golf course, that's fine. If you want to join the crowd at like 20% on him, go for it. So I think of the guys who are a tier down from that as far as popularity, I kind of like Shane Lowry this week. Like,
yeah,
he's been playing really good golf. Like, and like, if you look at his last like five like starts, so his iron's really good. He's been good off the tee. Like, the problem with him has been the putter, but we have seen guys like, I know I just ripped on Rory for not being able to putt, but we have seen guys just turn around all of a sudden. And, you know, I kind of like him at this type of golf course. So I like him there. And then Joaquin Neiman, I like him too. He's got enough pop off the tee because he's going to play a little longer because it's so soft. I know I can hit his irons really good. He's really improved the putter. He's really good on bank grass surfaces. So as far as like, if you want to avoid like the Hovlands and the Casey for DFS, I think Lowry's got pretty high upside, like top five upside. I think Neiman's got top five upside too. And then I think the only guy I'm like, the guys I'm concerned about for DFS in here, I don't trust Sungjae enough to use him in DFS. There might be a prop I want to use him on later. I worry about Abraham Ansah this week. I know the stats look really good on him. I know he did well at Quail Hollow, but that was a really firm and fast Quail Hollow that where the ball was rolling a long ways. Here, he's not going to get any roll. Like, he's only probably going to get like 265, 270 carry off the box. He's going to have a lot of long irons. That's a very small margin.
I hit it that far.
Why? He's pretty short. I think he only averages 284 this year. So without any, and that's just total distance. Without roll, probably chop off 10 yards off that. He's gonna have a lot of long irons into greens. His margin for error is kind of very small. He's been kind of tailing off a little bit with his game lately too. Okay. I don't like Ansah this week.
I mean, we're pretty much lockstep in this one, man. I like Hovland. You know, I love Lowry, right? Especially in the Olympics. If I'm not rooting for the USA, I'm rooting for Ireland. Paul Casey, I'm with you. Like, I don't know. I don't see him winning anything. I don't see him winning the gold. I can see him doing well.
That's not what you said last night, by the way.
I know. I talked myself. Whatever. I might already had a little buzz going when we were talking about it. And then
yeah, it must have been a serious buzz if you were like, oh, I love Paul Casey.
Yeah, and then I woke up. So it's funny. Like when I was looking at
some and last night regrets.
Yeah, I was like, man, God, thank God I didn't bet that fucking last night. I'm with you with Ansah. I don't know. I like Neiman and with Ian Mann. I I've been off him for a minute. Like, he's just so, like, he's going to, I don't know. I don't know if he can handle that pressure. I mean, dude, it's got to be a lot of pressure. Like, to have your golf, like, whatever. He's not going, like, the Korean, I don't know where, I don't know what they force him to go into. I don't know if it's the Army, the Navy, Air Force, whatever. But I'm sure he's not going to be some bullet sponge. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to have some cushy job in the office. He's going to be a fucking yeoman. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be disbursement, giving out checks.
Not going to be handling the turrets on the 30th parallel?
No, absolutely not.
That's kind of what I was hoping.
No, absolutely not. So, like, he's going to get some cush job. But the point is, it's going to take 2 years out of his career. You know what I mean? And it's like, hey, that's a lot of pressure, man. I don't trust Sungjae to be able to handle that pressure. Listen, I hope he does. I'm not wishing a bad thing on him or Siwoo. I fucking hope they both medal. I do. I really, really do. Like, that would be my favorite outcome. But I'm not betting on it. But I'll root for it.
I mean, so. You know my favorite outcome, and I share this on the Slack channel. So we confirm that if there is a tie for bronze medal, it goes to sudden death. And I would like nothing more than Sungjae versus Siwoo fighting for their life.
Do you know how much money I would lose on that if Siwoo lost? Because I would push all fucking.
Well, it would be 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And I would be hammered.
Leery-eyed drunk.
Yes.
You would have deposit more Bitcoin into your account and spend it all on Siwoo. And then Siwoo duck hooks one into the woods.
Yeah.
Then I would get 50 billion calls, missed calls in the morning. I would get 75 drunk text messages between you and Jeff Nagel that I would wake up to. Yeah. That's what would happen.
Yeah. It would be very bad. I really hope that does not happen.
I hope it does. That'd be fun to wake up to.
Maybe. If Siwoo won, it would be.
That's true. All right, why don't we take a break?
All right. So listen, you know, we talk to you guys about Prop Swap every week. You know, I hope you guys are out there taking advantage of it. It's the number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Listen, football season is literally about to kick off. I think I'm going to Vegas in like 6 weeks at this point. I got to figure out, me and Cousin Mush got to figure out where we're going to actually golf. And then, Prop Swap's here to make it your best season ever. With Prop Swap, you don't even need to win your bet to make money. It just needs to improve. For example, the Atlanta Falcons, an 80-1 to win the Super Bowl. That seems very short. Have one of the easiest strength of schedules in the league. If you think they'll get off to a hot start, make an 81 to bet before this season and then sell it for a big profit after a couple of weeks. The average seller on PropSwap makes over $500 a month just listing and selling tickets. And when you make your bets, remember to go for two. Make two tickets for the same team so you can sell one for profit and keep one to leave yourself some skin in the game. So go get started today and download the app, PropSwap app, or go to PropSwap.com. And PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. I really do like that go for two idea.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds very interesting.
So once again, Florida, step it the fuck up, dude. Like I would absolutely just buy and sell shit on here all fucking day.
I mean, that's your former life there. You're buying and selling stocks. So, yeah, you might as well buy and sell props.
It's true. Very true.
All right. Let's move on to 8,000 average. Let's, why don't you kick it off?
All right. So we got – we'll go through them all real quick. Yeah, so we got Cam Smith, Connors, Gesundheit, Fleetwood, Leishman. It makes you laugh every time.
How long have you been doing this? He refused to say his name.
I do.
Bezatenhut. It's not
Bezatenhut. I know how to say it, but okay. Gesundheit's funnier.
All right. That's your stick. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Guido, Higo, Norin, Peters, and – Hughes. So,
all right. So, tell everybody why you love Thomas Pierce. That's the only guy you love in this range.
No. So, I actually, like, we talked about it. Like, I don't know. Like, whatever. Like, I like him fine. Probably for DFS. Do I have him on anything else? Quick glance at my sheet. I actually don't have him on anything else. I'll probably use him a little bit in DFS rather than lighting my money on fire for maybe you can talk me into like a top 10, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. But my favorite guy here is Cam Smith, man. I'm all about Cam Smith. He got me all fired up with the social media shit. He's got AUS fucking, what do they call it? Faded, like just buzzed into the side of his head. He looks like he is ready to go. He's pumped about it. Like, I feel like, dude, he's an Aussie. Like he's fun to root for. He's like one of my favorite players to watch because I just like to watch him play. Why wouldn't I fucking root for him? And I think he's going to do fine here. And even if he doesn't win, the guy makes birdies and eagles. So for DK, that's very fucking important. I'm not on the Connors chalk. No. I'm gonna stay away. I know he's a great ball striker. Still can't putt. And he just scares me at 21% for DK. I mean, I don't know. We'll see if you're on him on anything else as far as like.
I mean, props. Didn't Chalk Connors come through at the Open?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, this.
I guess.
Okay. He's been
serious. Yeah, he's been fine. Like, I can't pick everybody, right? Like, listen, I can't play everybody. I'm not making a shit ton of lineups this week. I'll probably do three, and that's it. So I like Smith. I actually like Fleetwood. Again, I liked him at the Open. He was fine.
He was mediocre.
I said fine. I didn't say he was good. I said fine.
I guess the definition of fine is like a wide spectrum depending on who you're asking.
Yeah, exactly. So what's funny is that like he just seems like he is really excited. And I don't know, like seems like very thankful to be there. And he's super excited to represent his country. And I feel like something like that goes, I'm not saying all the other guys out the same way, but whatever. I've seen it on social media and whatever, man. Like, I'm fine with Fleetwood this week. I don't want to take Leishman. Ugh. It's going to burn me because I was so high on him on the Open. But I'm not going to take Leishman this week. So I guess Smith, Fleetwood in the low rate range. Higo. I like Higo. And I would actually probably go Norin over Peters if I'm actually thinking about it just because of he's only 8%. You got to leverage yourself somewhere, especially like, so let's say we start up top. So here's the problem. We can only pick one of these guys. If you go JT, let's say JT Hovland, right? Let's say you just start with that JT Hovland. Woo, buddy. Like you might have one guy in the low 8K range unless you're going all the way down sub six.
Yeah. See, the problem is if you're going for a Cam Smith, then you probably did balance builds starting with like Hovland,
yeah,
like Neiman or something.
Right.
And hoping Hovland wins the gold and then you get lucky and some medals.
All right. So this is, once again, this happens to me every once in a while. Sometimes I forget we're talking about DFS when I start really talking about a player. Yeah. So I like Cam Smith for betting. I'm going to leave him alone for DFS. I'll probably end up going Fleetwood, Norin, Peters. I don't know. I'm not taking Peters at that fucking chalk. I'm just going to ignore Peters this week. I know he's my spirit animal, but there's plenty of guys who throw clubs now.
Okay. I mean, based on where I'm building, yeah, I'm ignoring this entire range. Like, there's guys I like. Like, I like Cam Smith just fine.
Yeah.
Leishman I don't trust for DFS, but I think there's a prop I can maybe talk myself into later. I can get on board Garris Higo if this is going to be a contest of who drives it the farthest. I mean, he can do that pretty well. I'm real ambivalent on Tommy Fleetwood. I'm not sure why you suddenly trust him.
I didn't say
he has shown nothing but mediocrity all year.
Nothing but mediocrity for 3 years, and you guys
come up every other week. I mean,
so when I do it, it's a problem?
Like, okay, Fleetwood finishes like T14 this week. That's not a good result for here.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I agree.
Yeah, and I think that's about where he's going to finish. So I don't want anything to do with him. I don't trust – I think the Guido hype, that might be subsiding a little bit. Noren hits it. He's not far enough off the box here. He's not a good enough ball striker, so I don't like them here. I don't trust Thomas Peters at all, and I don't understand what the infatuation with Mackenzie Hughes is this week. If this is going to be a ball striking contest, that is not somebody you want. Like, you want Mackenzie Hughes in a contest where it's windy, guys are missing greens a whole lot, it turns you into an up and down game. That is not this place.
Right.
No. So I am shorting Hughes hard. I've heard his name a whole bunch this week.
Really?
Yes. Like sleepers. I do not like him at all. But I mean, if I had to be fair, for DFS, I'm not going to anybody here because I'm so fixated on I firmly believe that the gold medal is going to one of the top seven guys. Okay. And then I think you're really getting cute if you're trying to like get another podium finish with a less premium player. Yeah. So yeah, I think there's a big drop off in talent right after Leishman at $8,500. And just based on my builds, I'm not going here. So
okay.
All right.
Well, I'm fine with it. It makes all the sense in the world to me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm moving to the $7,000 range then.
All right.
Because based on my builds, this is where I gotta live.
All right.
So start at the top here. Everyone's going to Siwoo Kim. I kind of like Sebastian Munoz instead, your boy. I think there's something to the fact that he does well in Bentgrass Golf Course. He's got some pop off the tee. He's a good iron player.
Dump.
I think he's going to finish pretty good. And then like I was talking about with Tommy Fleetwood, if Sebastian Munoz in this contest finishes T13, I think you're pretty happy. $7,700. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's in love with Thomas Peters. I like the other Belgian this week, Thomas Dietrich. He's playing better in Peters. He's just as long. He's as long off the box as him.
He should have won the Scottish Open.
Hitting his irons really good. He's a much better putter than Thomas Peters too. I like him. You know, I'm a little disappointed that I thought Rikuya Hoshino was my dirty little secret, but he's not. Exactly. But he's playing really good. So he's carving up the Japan Tour. So he's going to be fired up to play this week. And actually, I have stats on him, and it's adjusted for his strength of field. So he's not a very good putter, so the putting stats look awful.
Okay.
You know, he's okay off the tee, but like his iron stats for a weak field pop like crazy.
Really?
And that's just for strength of schedule. So he's a really good iron player.
Okay.
Kind of digging him. And then I go back to what Tommy Fleetwood said about the golf course in that, you know, it's got a little bit of Harbortown to it. Let's say Tommy Fleet was right. Well, CT Pam won at Harbortown. I've also seen him at Augusta National. I'd see him did well at Quail Hollow. You know, he's not playing all that great right now, but listen, there's not many talented players, and sometimes CT Pam can pop up when you least expect it. So $7,100, he's not that popular. Kind of dig it.
All right.
What do you got?
So Siwoo, obviously. Like, I'm playing Siwoo. Like, that's it. That's my guy. This is his spot. Like, there's no chance I can't not play him. Like, whatever. Like, it is what it is. I'm with you. I like Munoz, too, man. Like, he's my guy. Man, he really should have won that. I'm staying 100% away from Mito. Like, that. Like, I get he's really good, but at this ownership, 25%, like, let me pivot up to your boy Hoshino. Like, at sub-10. Like, why fucking not? Like, I'm getting half the ownership with basically the same. I mean, the outcome has to be pretty goddamn similar, right? Like, the top end projection has to be similar. I'm staying away from Vegas after last week. You know, 21%, too much. Rosner hasn't looked good since the fucking match play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dietrich. Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm pretty much in this range. I like Siwoo and I like Munoz. And I don't know. For whatever reason, I like CT Pan, and you talked about him, but I don't know why I like CT Pan. I was trying to think about this the other day when I was looking down at this. I was like, when did I start liking CT Pan, and why did I like CT Pan?
It must have been something with Harbortown a couple years ago.
It must have been. I have no, like, I can't remember.
Or
like,
maybe, I mean, didn't he finish like top 10 of the Masters last fall?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember you mentioned CT Pan in your drunken stupor as one of your random top 20s at like 7-1 and it hit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. The Munoz boy, man. What about Jazz, man? 5% owned? 5%. No? Yeah, because I like a couple guys at the higher end of the 6K range.
He's not playing all that great. Like, he's not even playing a lot of really good tours, and I think he's only got 3 top 20s in his last, 12 starts, and that's not great.
Not great. Not great, Bob. Not great.
Especially given the level of competition, not awesome.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. All right, so Jesus, fuck, man. So what? We both like the same guys for the most part. You don't like Siwoo Kim because you don't like money.
Everybody's on Siwoo this week.
Of course, because it's what a fucking fun narrative. Don't you want to be on that train? Don't you want to be excited when he fucking medals?
Spoiler for later. I'm gonna be on the other South Korean train.
Oh, you fuck! No fucking way. I want a divorce. I want a fucking divorce. This is ridiculous. Ugh, you make me sick. All right, fine.
Okay. Why break down the $6,000 range?
Fine. All right. So I like Fox. Are you really gonna be on M instead of fucking Siwoo?
That's my South Korean choice this week.
Gross. Fucking gross.
I don't. Okay.
You are the Kim Jong-un of the fucking golf gambling podcast.
Awesome. Means I got a 32 on 18 holes with seven holes in one. I'm the fastest man in the world.
That's right. You are. Yes.
Yeah, that's an awesome compliment. Thank you very much.
Great. Now we're going to get canceled because you said you wanted to be seen. All right. Fucking. I like Fox, 6,900. Listen, I'm not even going to lie, man. I definitely went to the guys who I'm familiar with down here because, whatever, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I know who the fuck Renato Paratore is, okay? I like Ryan Fox. He's fine. He's been playing okay. I'm staying away from Seb Straka. Way too much for Seb Straka. Way, way too much. But Campillo, I like Campillo at 6,400. And where was the other one? Maybe I'll get on your boy Green now that you brought him up and for no apparent reason. Why is Campos?
Gavin Green's playing awful.
Why is Campos dead 6K? Just had a top 20 at the Babasol. Made the cut at Palmetto. Came in second at Corrales. Third at the Puerto Rico Open.
Well, then, okay. Success at Corrales, Tom Fazio. You just talk yourself into that boy.
Look, how much does he open up? 6K? That makes your life a hell of a lot easier.
It does.
And you know he's not going to get caught.
Well, based on the bills I'm doing, I've had to go down to low 6,000s at least once.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine with it. Let's go. Let's roll with Campos, Fox. Yeah, okay. Campos and Fox. Fabrizio Zanotti. How is that guy fucking 10% owned?
He's actually not awful. He's been doing okay on the Euro Tour lately.
Fine, whatever.
He has his irons pretty good.
I'm going to play that gun guy just because his name's awesome. Gun okay. Sharon Cool.
Great analysis. All right. So I agree with you. I mean, if this is going to be a contest of where driving distance is really going to give you an edge, I mean, Ryan Fox is great. He played all right at the Open, played all right at the Scottish Open, yeah. Too. So
he's good at the Irish Open, too, didn't he?
Maybe. Yeah, he's been playing okay lately. So I'm okay with him. So this is kind of an inside baseball joke. Okay. But Rory Sabatini literally changed nationalities in order to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So he's got to be fired up for this thing.
Yes.
And you know what? I mean, listen, everybody's going to Norlander or Sepp Straka down here. What about Rory Sabatini? He can make some birdies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely can. I'm pretty sure he won the first round.
I can buy myself into that. You know, I mean, and just talking about it, I mean, Henrik Norlander, listen, he's at least established, and he's actually been playing a little better lately. I don't mind him, but I unfortunately, because of where I'm building, I've had to go all the way to low $6,000, and listen, I need to apologize for Cal Samuja at the Scottish Open, but I'm pretty going sure. back.
No.
I think my read was right.
Okay.
He has not played since the Scottish. He's had a couple weeks off to, kind of clear his head. He has, before that, he was actually very good. So I know he's got some upside to at least get a top 20 finish. And at $6,300, that's all I'm really looking for. So that's the guy I've been pegging as my cheap option. And you know what? I don't have to worry about him getting cut. Yeah. He bombs out. Hopefully I got whoever wins the medal up top. Hopefully I got who's a silver medal too. So there we go.
All right. That's fair, I guess. Yeah. I remember texting you, your Smoosha guy blows.
Yes.
All right. So, all right. Listen, before we get to the one and done.
There is no one and done.
Not one and done, you're big short. Sorry. There is no one and done. Can't fuck up this week, I guess. Excuse me. All right. So before we get to that and start chopping up the bed, so you got to make sure you head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a free $25. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. So download the app today and sign up at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And like I said before, SGPN is now live at the App Store and Google Store. The app gives you easy access to all our picks and podcasts. And like I said, go leave us a fucking review. Tell your friends to go leave a review. Just download. I don't really care if you listen. I mean, you'll make money if you listen, but I don't really give a shit if you do or not.
All right. Well, I give a shit if you guys listen. Right? We were
hard. So we're a podcast for long,
that's
man.
That's the second time you've said that. What are you talking
about? I'm just saying. Look.
Well, first of all, if they heard what you just said, then they clearly are listening.
That's fair. It's the last ad.
40 minutes into us breaking down the Olympics golf. They clearly listen. Okay. Don't besmirch our listeners like that. They're loyal, okay?
I know they are. That's fine.
Why don't we get to my big short?
No one's besmirching fucking listeners.
I think you are. All right. Why don't we get to my big short?
Okay.
This is tough. Like, I don't really hate anyone above $8,500.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to.
Like really hate. So who do I want to pick on? I think
we're waiting.
No,
it's great.
No, you know what? You know
it's
what?
Great
fuck,
radio.
You know what? Fuck that. I'm going with my gut. I've heard Mackenzie Hughes' name a whole lot this week. He's finishing outside the top 25. He's not going to help anybody this week. He's going to bust every bet that people lay on him. I don't understand the love for him at all.
Fine, I guess.
All right, I just don't.
We'll call that a little short. That's not a big short.
Whatever. This is a little event.
Yeah, we'll call it a little short.
Why don't we get to the betting card then?
All right, where do you want to start?
Oh, God. Why don't we start with, all right, let's start with little shit.
Okay.
Yeah, any top 20 props?
Fuck no.
The prices are awful.
It's so bad.
I have four, and it was kind of.
The prices are so bad. I got four.
I mean, it's a stretch. I mean, I found a Sebastian Munoz plus 210. I think he's, given how he's been playing, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
My boy Rikuyo Hishino, top 20 plus 315, has been playing really well. I think he's going to feel right at home over in Japan. Another thing I want to mention too about, like, people are trying to fade this Japanese narrative because there's a lot of pressure on him. Well, there's going to be no media on the golf course. There's not going to be an armada of photographers snapping pictures of everything. There's going to be no fans on the golf course either. Like, these guys are going to be kind of isolated out there. I think they're going to be perfectly fine. Yeah. I think it's going to help the Japanese guys, actually. There's no fans.
Me too.
So top 20 plus 315 for him. I'm good with that. We both liked Ryan Fox at $6,900. I'm looking for a top 20 plus 350. I think if he drives the ball really well this week, that's fine with me. And then CT Pan plus 350 too. I'm cool with that as well. I think he's a little underpriced based on some guys around him. He's got some high upside. He's performed well at both Fazio golf courses and kind of similar Bentgrass Greens places too. So those are my four top 20s.
Like it.
Okay.
I'm joining you on the Fox one. Hashiro's?
He was plus 315. You probably will have different odds because of...
I have no dead heat.
No dead heat.
Yeah, but I'll check my local, too. I caught a better number on a medal for Siwoo than I did on Bovada.
Okay, nice.
Which never fucking happens with the local. I actually triple-checked it because I was drinking. I was like, am I looking at this fucking right? Am I betting the right bet?
All right. How about top 10s?
What do you got? So... I got Guido, who you don't like, at plus 240.
So why do you like Guido? Just because you like Guido?
Yeah, it's because I like Guido.
Do I root for him?
Huh?
You just want to root for him?
Yeah, I want to root for him. Whatever. Top 10.
I think for this is definitely a recreational betting week. So if you just want to root for guys, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Because listen, I'm not going as heavy as I normally do. I'm just not.
Should have gave me that advice.
Let's put it this way, dollar-wise. And by the way, what is it? fucking Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
And yeah, we get off, he's off in 24 hours, by the way.
We're gonna, yeah, I know. We're gonna get off this. I'm gonna listen to everything you just said, and then I'm gonna go. When I'm out smoking a cigarette, I'm gonna go. Steve had a good point about that. He says top 20. Fuck that. I'm gonna go top 10. This is how I end up. This is what happens every week. Every
top 10.
Week.
Why don't you go top 5 for triple the odds?
In for a pound, in for a penny, or in for a penny, in for a pound. Oh, wow, that was backwards. All right, and then
see, so like Guido.
So I got Guido, and then so here's my lock bet.
Just like Emilio on Guido last week.
I didn't say it was a lock.
You did. You basically
did not use the word
20. Emilio on Guido top 20 plus 135. How can this lose?
That sounds like me. That does sound like me. All right. Well, and I swear to God, this isn't just to troll Jeff.
Oh, no.
Xander, top 10, minus 210.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What are you doing laying minus 210 on a top 10?
A top 10, it's fucking Xander at a no-cut event, short field. You can eliminate fucking 30 of these guys. He's going to beat 20 guys, and I get no dead heat.
All right.
You think he's going to win the fucking gold medal? How can't you like a fucking top 10 bet?
You should bet accordingly with that. You shouldn't
minus
10 on anything.
Gives a shit. First of all, minus 210 is whatever. Like, think of it as football ways. You know what I mean? Or think of it as like a money line.
Hold on a second. So you're equating a Xander Schauffele top 10 minus 210 to like Patriots.
Pats money line.
Minus 14 over the Jets.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect analogy. My God, you know me, sir.
All right.
And then so I got, your time. No, and I got Muniz at plus 350.
Okay. All right. I'm cool with that. I made reference earlier. I think Reed might get off to a slow start because his whole thing, he doesn't know the golf course, whatever. But I think the way this golf course shapes up, and I know he's good on soft bent grass greens, top 10 plus 150, I'm good with that. And I like the fact that a lot of his shot shapes are going to match some of the angles of the green. So there's that. I wanted to get out of the way of Joaquin Niemann. I worry about the fact he's kind of knucklehead junior to Sung Jae a little bit.
It's a little strong.
I don't think so. He kind of shoots himself in the foot a little bit sometimes. But he's got all-world talent. And I can't think of, like, I went through the list, and I couldn't name more than 10 guys, like, if everyone's at the peak of their game, like, better than him. So he's plus 200 for a top 10. I didn't want to go top 5. I didn't want to go to a medal. This gives me a little wiggle room in case he decides to kind of shoot himself in the foot on Saturday.
Okay.
But I believe in the kid's talent. I think he's a good match for this golf course. It's kind of a conservative bet, but that's what I'm going to go with for that.
What was it? Plus 210?
It was plus 200. 2-1.
It's fine. I'm fine with it. Listen, 2-1 in a short field like this. Like, I had to, when I was looking at the odds, and you should fucking see Twitter. Oh, these odds suck, dude. It's fucking 60 guys playing. Fuck off.
Yeah. Like, what do they expect?
What do you expect? It's annoying. It's very annoying.
It's 60 guys with like half the field, like 300th or worse than the OWGR.
Right. Yeah. It's 30 guys. Like, the fact that in reality, if you think about it that way, the Morikawa number isn't even that bad.
Yeah, bunch of spoiled brats out there. That's why I'm not on Twitter.
That's why you're not.
Exactly. All right. How about win a medal bet?
Hold on. I got some. You don't have any top 5s?
Oh, you still got top 10s? Okay.
I got top 5s. Top 5s.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about top 5s. Okay.
Yeah, let's go with top 5s.
So I never do top 5s. I actually got a couple of top 5s this week.
Yeah. So I never do top 5s either. This time I did it because I feel like it's a short field. Like, whatever.
Okay.
So I got Xander at plus 165.
God, you are going so heavy on Xander.
No, I'm not. I just did a top 5 and a top 10.
Okay.
That's it. How is that heavy? I laid a bunch of juice, but I'm not saying it's free money, but like, to me, I look at that and I'm like, yeah, fine. Like, whatever, I'll take it.
Okay.
Like, I got JT at plus 190, Hovland at plus 190. They're all kind of short, whatever. And then I got Fleetwood at plus 375.
Okay. I want to, well, not for top fives. A lot of the guys you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I want to step further and for the medal bet.
Yeah,
I'm top 5s. These are guys that...
No, I have metal bets, too.
No, I know. For the guys that you mentioned, maybe them were reversed then, because those metal bets are probably higher odds for the guys that like for the top 5. So yeah. I look at the guys at the top 5, I'm like, I don't quite love them for the metal, but the top 5 odds, I think they have high ceilings. Yeah. And they're still really appealing. So I really like Cam Smith. I got top five at plus 400. Totally fine with that. If he ends up meddling, hey, I still win that bet at 4-1. Good to me. I mentioned in the 9,000 hours, I really like Shane Lowry this week. I love the way he's playing. I love the way he's striking his irons. I love a couple of golf courses that I looked at. I think he kind of fits this this place too. Top five plus 475 for him.
Ooh, all right.
And then this is where I decided to use Mark Leishman. Because I don't really know what to expect out of him this week. I don't think he's going to win. So I think the 40-1, I'm not going to waste my money doing 40-1.
Yeah.
The top 10 odds was only like plus like 175 or so. I didn't love that either. There's a lot of guys I'm worried about, like, he's going to finish like fourth or something, play really well, but he's going to miss the podium. But top five, it's 6-1 for Leishman. I can handle that too.
Okay.
So that's where I'm using Leishman this week. I'm not using him in a matchup. I'm not using the DFS. It's either he has it and he's going to finish up, you know, he's going to be in the mix for a medal, or just bombs out and I just throw it away.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So what we would, I guess, medal next. I got to figure out, I just looking down at this, man. I got Lowry nowhere. I got to figure out a way to put Lowry in somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Just to get a medal.
Yep, just get him out. So top three. So you got it?
Yeah, I got some. Okay. So I actually have Smith, and it's 600 plus 600. Hideki, listen to this weird number, plus 337.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I was like, what's that? I'm going to bet that just based on the weird fucking number. How's that?
The book's trying to tell you something?
Yeah. What are you trying to tell me? Da Vinci Code. Then I got Big Dick Vic, plus 330. JT at 3-1. And Siwoo at 13.
Okay. All right. We're kind of a similar wavelength here. So everyone's picking JT to win this thing. And in full disclosure, I'll tell you the outrights I have later.
Yeah.
But this is talking about if you haven't put a single bet down, everyone's picking JT this week.
Yeah.
And he can come out on fire, but like he has not been JT that we've seen. Like even that player championship win, he kind of lucked into that.
He didn't luck into that. He was in bad luck all the back nine. He finally started putting. Bullshit.
Right.
It's bad memory.
That's not bad memory.
I'm telling you, it's bad memory.
Okay. He didn't. That wasn't dominant JT, let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, you're right, because he kept burning the edge on the front nine, and then he finally started making putts on the back nine, and then he went out and took it.
Fine. Regardless, lately it's not been the JT that we've known. Okay. Right. So, but I think he can play well enough to get a medal. I got my plus 350 for a medal. I think Hideki, one way there, is going to get a medal. This is kind of just gut call at this point. And that's 4-1.
Why do you get better odds than I do? Really?
I don't know.
There's no dead heat in medals.
No, that's just what I do. And then I went with a South Korean for a medal, but I went the other way. Everyone's picking Siwoo to come to get that medal. I'm picking Sungjae at 8-1. He hasn't been playing all that bad.
Boo this man.
Yeah, I know. All right. Yeah, Bob Saget over here booing me for picking Sungjae.
You ever suck dick for weed?
Isn't that coke they had to do that for?
Yeah, well, he did. That's why he says, have you ever had to suck dick for weed? Okay.
All right. I haven't seen
anyone who has no idea what we're talking about.
I haven't seen Half Baked in about 20 years, so sorry.
Such a great movie.
It is a good movie. Yeah. All right. So those are my medal bets. And that's that. I mean, we're kind of just going through this list. We're basically the same guys.
We basically are.
God, this is a really good week or really bad week for both your boys.
If Paulie would have fucking started giving us some data, what we asked him to a couple weeks ago, instead of fucking farming. Well,
I've kind of slacked on sending him scoring DFS ownership.
So it's your fault.
It is my fault. I got a lot.
Another reason I want to divorce Steve.
I got a lot of pots in the stove. All right. How about matchups? You got any matchups?
The only one which is, you're gonna fucking probably hate this one. So I took Lowry over Reed, actually. But here's the thing. I don't know.
I think that's 50.
But I actually don't even think I pulled the trigger on it yet, because I told you I'm not going to do a tournament matchups. I need to look at first round matchups, and then I'll dig in from there. I'm going to go light on the first day.
Wait, you're going first round matchups cold?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Good luck, sir.
This is what I do, man. Like, what do you like? What I do you know want? What you have this conversation with me every week.
You want something to sweat at 12:30 in the morning. I get
yes.
that.
Yes. All right. Give me the rush.
All right. So I said I wasn't going to go to heavy on tournament matchups. I had kind of the same wavelength. Like, listen, it's no cut of that. We don't really know anything about this golf course. And I still end up on four. So, but I do. I really like Xander this week.
All right.
And I'm worried about, and while I have a bad track record fading Morikawa in matchups, I noticed how he doesn't bounce back from wins. I don't know if there's anything to it, but I got Xander at even odds over Morikawa. Even if Morikawa shows up this week, I think Xander just will beat him on the leaderboard. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't trust Tommy Fleetwood. You and I... This is definitely bizarre. Like, you were on time for the podcast. You like Tommy Fleetwood. I don't. I was late to show up tonight. What's going on?
I don't know.
So I got Shane Lowry minus 130 over Tommy Fleetwood. And I just...
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Fine.
And now this is the matchup with the Belgians.
Oh, Dietrich?
Everyone's on Peters this week. Everyone loves Peters. And Dietrich was the underdog. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Dietrich should be the favorite.
What were the odds?
So I got plus 1.5 strokes and minus 125.
Well, what's it just straight up?
Straight up, it's like plus 115.
So it's not worth it. All right. So you're getting a plus a stroke and a half.
That's plus stroke and a half for a full four round no cut tournament. I actually kind of like
that. I like that a lot. That's not on the book we usually
share. It's not on the book we share. Sorry, sir. And then, listen, my little short earlier, Mackenzie Hughes. I got Johnny Vegas minus 130 over him. Listen, I understand Vegas coming over from the 3M, but just as far as how this golf course is set up, it's built for a guy like Vegas, not for Mackenzie Hughes. Okay. Like, if this was windy, if this was firm, this would be a different story about Mackenzie Hughes. But it's softer. Like, long golf courses where you got to hit your irons good. You got to, you know, can't miss big off the tee. Yep. You got to have some length. Like, that's not his game here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, let's go with that.
You got any first round leaders?
Fuck no.
Of course not. All right. So, I just got four right now. I'll probably add three. I say three, but it'll be five. So, I got Smith, 22-1. Guido, 33-1. Siwoo, 33. Your boy Hashiro, 70-1.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There you go.
And I'll add a couple more on the Slack channel because that's what I do.
All right. Why don't we get to gold medal bets then?
Gold medal bets, baby. Who's bringing it home?
Steve, all right. All right. In full disclosure, so I've done four, but I caught a book napping, still hanging Rom at like plus 450 or whatever the hell he was after he withdrew. So I just went ahead. I'm like, all right, well, all these prices are wrong. So I went ahead and just grabbed Xander 12-1. I grabbed Morikawa 12-1. I grabbed JT 14-1, Hovland 14-1. Pretty happy with that. Yeah. I like all four of those guys a lot. Morikawa's odds are in half. Xander's under 10-1 now. JT's 10-1. I'm good with it. Hovland's hanging around 14-1. But you know what? I like Hovland this week, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help our audience who has 24 hours, actually less.
They have time to go to work, bet during work, or bet when they get home.
So you got to pick four guys based on where the odds are now. So you really only have, realistically, you only bet like two guys under 15-1. Realistically.
Yeah.
And then you got to go elsewhere.
Yep.
And I don't think, just looking at the odds, pull up like where they are right now. So I said last night, I talked about the 2016 Golf Olympics, and Justin Rose is 12-1. Henrik Stenson is 4.5-1. Kuchar is 12-1. And you pushed back on me about the strength of field. So the strength of field back in 2016 was 285, according to the official World Golf Rankings, and they awarded 46 points for first. This one's 313 and awards 50. It's basically about the same strength field.
Okay.
And we still got three top guys in the middle, in the medal, you know, podium. So I, like I said earlier, I don't think you should go nuts with this thing. I think, like, just looking at the odds, I think once you hit Mark Leishman at 40-1, you're done. That's it. That is the line between who's going to win a gold and who isn't. And there's a lot of people in between there that probably will not win anyways.
Correct. I agree with that.
So where are the odds right now? I said I really like Xander this week. I think Xander is going to get the win, and then everybody's going to keep crapping on him for not winning an event with a cut, not winning a full field event. But besides that narrative streak, there's a lot of golf course things and a lot of things about his game that just fit this week.
No.
All right, so I like him. This might be the week of Hovland's big breakthrough victory. Like, there's not a whole lot of guys he's got to beat if he's got his game. And he does well these types of longer golf courses. I'm digging him at, like, I think he's like 12-1 right now.
I got him at 14 and 16.
Okay. Well, But the odds aren't really there right now.
No, I'm looking at 14 right now.
Oh, really? Well, if it's at 14, you should bet that then.
Yeah, I already.
All right. Then moving down the line. You know, Cam Smith has this reputation of winning firm and fast golf courses, but let's look at some really good victory or like close calls for him recently. Like, he played well at Concession. That wasn't very firm and fast. That was kind of a little soft that week. Mm-hmm. He finished second at that soft Masters back in the fall.
Nope.
You know, Bentgrass Greens there. He even finished T10 at the Heritage when that rained a whole bunch, and Tommy Fleetwood made the comparison about this place to Heritage. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe I'm wrong. And his performance lately hasn't been all that great, but the problem's been mostly with randomly not scrambling very well.
Right.
Kind of a bulky putter, but he's hitting his irons really good. And he's 25-1. He's a good player. I can see him win this thing. I like those odds. And then Shane Lowry, 25-1, too. I think he's got a lot of win equity. I like some of his crossovers of where he's done well to this place. He's hit his irons great. I think he's tough. I think if it's him down the stretch, he won't fold. And I like his odds at 25. So those are my four. Xander, Hovland, Cam Smith, Shane Lowry.
All right. Well, I'm the only one I'm different on, so I don't have four. I'm on Hovland at 14, Cam at 25, and I went with Hideki at 14.
Okay.
Hideki at 14. Like,
all right,
that'd be a cool storyline, man. Like, that's what I'm rooting for, man. I'm throwing $25-$50 on each of these things, calling it a fucking day. Like, whatever. You know what I mean?
I mean, if he wins, I got him for a win medal bet. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Sweet. So, yeah. Man, we are pretty lockstep. But, in reality, like, how can't we be? There's fucking 30 guys. In reality, 20 to 15 guys that we're really going to bat. So, yeah.
Like, we're both taking the same strategy this week. Like, we're not going nuts with the odds board. We're not going way down the card, betting like Ryan Fox went 75-1. Like,
no.
There is a VIP list where we can actually probably medal, do well, or finish top five. It was a very small pool for us to pick from, so I'm not surprised we have a lot of crossovers.
Yeah, I agree. All right, man. Anything else to add?
I got nothing. Go all Team right, USA.
Well, yeah, that's it. Go Team USA. Come to the Slack channel. We'll be grinding there all weekend. It's a capper tournament, baby. It's fucking goes on until 3 a.m. I'll be up drunk texting and drunk betting and sharing my anger and frustration, I'm sure, as we live bet at 1 a.m. I fucking can't wait because I'm a nocturnal animal. So come follow me on Twitter, Boston_Kappa. We'll read all of Steve's articles and click on that Slack channel and come join our fucking great family, man. Let's break those international books this week. Let's fucking go.